There were plenty of misused, overused, and just plain useless words and phrases from the past year, and a dozen of them or so have turned up on the annual Banished Words list from Lake Superior State University. Happy New Year. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, January 1st, 2013. I love starting a new year, and I'm pleased you are starting it with us as we turn over the calendars and resolve to help ourselves and others and try to make the world a better place. How about if we start by promising to never use certain words and phrases that most of us are just plain tired of hearing so much? Like a phrase we will still probably hear plenty of this morning because it is the top news story of the day. Fiscal cliff. What other words and phrases should be banished from the English language? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is John Shibley, photographer and staff writer at the Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, co-compiler of the annual Banished Words list. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Hey, good morning and Happy New Year from Sault Ste. Marie.
Thank you very much for once again starting out the new year with us. We really appreciate it. This is kind of becoming a tradition for us, and it certainly is a tradition for Lake Superior State University. How long has this been going on?
Well, this is the 38th list that we've released on January 1st. We've moved up the release date. It was actually released yesterday because the media was always eager to get it out sooner rather than later. So, but we still consider it a January 1st tradition that we started on January 1st, 1976.
Yeah. So how do you go about compiling these lists year after year?
Well, it builds itself. It's just a tabulation as nominations come in. We also look for clever reasons to put a word or phrase on our list. This is not an official banishment. This is just an unpopularity contest. It was started to put our fair university on the map, which it has done, and which has led to other outlets and other publications coming up with their own lists. So it sort of folds into our goal as well, as to get people to talk about the English language, and that's a serious side of it.
Yeah, I notice you have a Facebook page, and you're inviting people to share nominations on it. I suppose you're taking them already for 2013?
Well, for 2014, actually.
Oh, really?
This
okay.
This is a 2013 list, since it comes out, well, by tradition on January 1st. So you can get a leg up, and I don't think that's on our list yet, but you can get a leg up on next year's list by going ahead and submitting your nominations to our Facebook page or to our web page, or just through the standard old-fashioned internet address that we have.
Well, let's talk about some of the words on the 2013 list. I already spilled the beans on a couple of them just before we came on. Fiscal cliff. We're hearing that in NPR News this morning, and I'm sure we will all morning long. We're getting tired of that.
What a wonderful noun that is, and it isn't gone yet. I suppose we'll hear it for the next week or so before the next crisis comes up. But that received, out of about 8,000 nominations we received this year, more than 1,000 were for that particular word because people were just tired of hearing about it. And it also involves a lot of complex issues regarding economics and everybody's favorite form of politics, which is partisanship. So that received the most this year, and that is number one on our list. But, hey, we got through the fiscal cliff, but we aren't quite done with that wonderful, wonderful phrase yet.
No, not yet. In fact, the Senate very early this morning voted on a deal to avoid the thingamabob.
Yes, the thingamabob, the political thingamabob or economic thingamabob, whatever it is. You know, say, I was reading something where 60% of the people polled thought that going over the fiscal cliff would increase the deficit and the debt, when in reality it would actually have the opposite effect. So, and that's what everybody was panicking about, and that's what markets don't like, uncertainties like that.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of, as somebody who's in this news business, it is difficult to explain a concept like that very simply. And I think that it became sort of a catchy word that caught on. And it's hard to say, well, this is a automatic tax increases and deep spending cuts that would occur on January 1st. I mean, you go on and on and on, whereas fiscal cliff is two words.
Well, yeah, and it's sort of counterintuitive. When you go over a cliff, you feel as if things are out of control, which in a way they were, but in a way they, you know, everybody was trying to beat down the debt and the deficit, and suddenly here comes an automatic mechanism. Well, anyway, fiscal cliff.
Yep. Yep, that's it. That's on there.
Vertigo-inducing phrase is on our list.
So what was number two? What got the second most votes?
Well, I thought we'd already had this on our list because it's a perennial. Kick the can down the road. I can remember growing up with that. That was my grandfather's favorite expression.
Right.
But why not just postpone things when you can actually kick things down the road, especially, again, in politics? So
yeah, I just heard some politicians saying that yesterday.
Yeah, you know, and it's had a resurgence because for a long time I would say that, my students would say, well, okay, I've heard that. It's sort of an anachronism. But this election year, and that's another thing, we do have a lot of political nominations here, job creators related to election issues. But the election cycle is such that all these old words and phrases that have been time-tested are coming back in the 24/7 news cycle, and they're becoming popular again. So, and finally, people are tired of hearing them, even though the expression may go back many years. It has not been dealt with yet. So that garnered the second most votes on our list for this year.
Yeah, and not only do we get these words from politics, but we get them from, I guess, popular culture and technology. Isn't YOLO on there?
Well, you know, I'd seen YOLO referred to a couple of times. In fact, the first time I saw it was indeed on Twitter. And one of our nominators from Grosse Pointe, Michigan, says it's a favorite for wannabe Twitter philosophers. It's just a nice little contraction, a little acronym that's very popular with people who need the text. And that's a big factor of our list right there. We never know what's gonna pop out of a social media when we go to compile our list every year, because those things are always coming and going on the radar screen because of the very nature of social media.
We already have callers lining up. I'm happy to say Scott in Janesville is with us first. Hello, Scott. What are the words you think ought to be banished?
He hit one with the job creator. So my other two would be. Anybody that says www before their website.
That is sort of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't need to do that anymore. And then the other one that's a political one is Tea Partier, because the Tea Party was about taxation without representation, and we have representatives.
Yeah, isn't that a wonderful thing?
In the government, calling themselves Tea Partiers, and it just kind of really sums up a Tea Party candidate.
Is Tea Party anywhere to be found on this list or another list, John?
Not as of yet. That didn't get a lot of votes.
Oh, all right. So not banned yet, Scott. What about www?
www. I am scrolling down. By the way, we're closing in on 1,000 words and phrases that we've added to this list. So you could almost write. You could almost write a book with them.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see if we have www. Ooh, I would hope we did, and we don't. Oh, look at that. Okay. Well, there you go.
Maybe there's another.
Vote early, vote often.
Yeah. And it should be noted that you do have lists since, 1976? So
yep.
There are, I'm sure we are going to hear some words from listeners that are on previous lists. But sometimes it doesn't work, right, John? People still use these these words that you want banned or banished, and it's hard to break a habit.
Well, one thing in the one word in the 90s that was banned three times, in fact, back to back years, was bureaucrat. Pardon my French, but that was a good old 90s word that. It just didn't stay down, so it got three treatments in 1990, 91, and 99. So, yeah, I mean, just because we have a word that appears in our list doesn't mean it's gonna go away. So we need to deal with it many times before it finally fades.
Yeah, let's go to Mel in Rice Lake now. Hello, Mel.
Hello. Nice to speak to you.
Happy New Year.
And to you also.
So what are your words?
Two phrases, you know and I mean.
And those bug you, huh, Mel?
They bug me. I have turned turn the radio on and hear someone speaking for a while, turn it to another station and hear it again. I don't expect it to go away, but I have two words that come to mind, intellectually illiterate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a crutch that a lot of people will use when they're trying to think of what they're going to say. And
it's sort of a transition. Mm-hmm. And now that you've mentioned it, you know. I'm just going to keep saying it for the rest of the day.
No, I don't think you were necessarily saying that, John, but a lot of people, that's a pet peeve of not only Mel, but we hear from other listeners who will make the same comment. But that's not what this list is really about, is it? Or is you know already on
well,
your list?
Yano. So, but yeah, this list is primarily, and a lot of your callers are sort of grabbing onto that. It's therapeutic. Once a year, they see these words and phrases show up on our list and other news organization lists, and they say, I sometimes do that. And it gets you to slow down and really think about how you express yourself. That's another serious side to this list. But it's all in jest. Mm-hmm. So, just speak the way you need to speak at the moment.
Mel, thank you very much. So what about you? Which word or what phrase did you grow tired of in 2012 and why? Any words that you would like to see banished from the English language? Words or phrases. We are talking with one of the compilers of the annual Banished Words List from Lake Superior State University. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's going to be a mostly sunny day on this New Year's Day with high temperatures in the lower teens, so it's going to be on the chilly side, too. Upper teens near Lake Michigan. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the single digits. And tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, a few flurries possible tomorrow night. High temperatures tomorrow near 20 degrees. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, January 1st. Coming up later today, it's the Capital Steps New Year special. You can tune in at 4 o'clock this afternoon to hear these former Washington, D.C. insiders poke fun at the year in politics and the people behind the policies. That's the Capital Steps New Year special at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We are talking with John Shibley. He is a photographer and staff writer at Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, co-compiler of the annual Banished Words List. These are words that are misused, overused, just plain useless words and phrases from the past year. Some of them we've talked about already, including fiscal cliff, kick the can down the road, job creators. Let's see, there was YOLO. Spoiler alert is on here, John Shibley. What's wrong with spoiler alert? I guess I don't remember hearing that so much, or I guess I missed it.
No, it's an irritant. Spoiler alert, we're about to blow the cover on something, and then you sort of get closer to your television or your computer, and you wait for something that's really going to, you know, be a real spoiler, and it turns out it's just something mundane. At least that's what one nominator told us. I've had the same thing happen. It used to apply to athletic events, or something in theater or something like that. It's something that would if you're reading a movie review, the reviewer would say spoiler alert. But it certainly burst out of those contexts and sort of appeared everywhere. You see it on newscasts a lot, too. So, and that seems to be the opinion of 305 people who nominated
yes.
that one.
I actually saw something on a Facebook page once. It cracked me up because it said the end of the movie, and then after that, spoiler alert.
So, and that's how we salt these words and phrases, and we sometimes don't think of the context within which they're used. But anyway, it occurs to me, too, that we didn't explain what YOLO meant. It's a texting shorthand for you only live once.
That's right. Yes, and it started as a tweet, and then people just started using it over and over again.
Yeah, usually it came with a photograph that was shared through Twitter, And if you're having a wonderful time, you're experiencing something you only experience one time, and therefore you only live once. So,
and bucket list is also on the list. And what am I going to say now if I want to complete my bucket list?
I don't know. And I was trying to look up the etymology of that particular phrase. Bucket list, I think, relates to kicking the bucket. So before you kick the bucket, you want to make a bucket list that you want to complete.
Right, things you want to do before you die.
Yeah, and then the movie Bucket List came out. And I haven't heard that much, but that still crept up and got several hundred votes. And it's a dark horse that sort of trended, and that's the next word that appears on the list, trending, rather than a news. And that also comes from social media and things like that. Whatever words or phrases were being hit on to read on your little mobile device was trending as the most read story, and that's sort of blown back into the news media. Rather than checking what top headlines are, they see what's trending.
Let's take another call. Scott in Avoca. Hello, Scott. Happy New Year.
Hi, same to you. My phrase that I've gotten awfully sick of is as well. It started with, I started noticing it with weather announcers. Then I started counting the as wells they would use in one broadcast. I'm just 6, 7, 8. Overused and redundantly used thing. I started making a list of, misused examples of as well. And I quit because it just got too long. There's new ones coming in every day.
As well is misused in what way, Scott?
Well, people will say it's also going to be cold as well, or that's one of the redundant uses, but they'll tack it on to the end of whatever they're saying, and I'm really surprised other people aren't noticing it, because every time I watch the weather, especially, I don't know, it started with weathermen, I swear to God.
Right. As well. I see if you'd say it's also going to be cold as well. Did I say that when I did the weather forecast, John? Did you notice?
Well, I try not to edit other people speaking too closely this time of year.
Yes.
I wait till July before I start piping in on somebody's usages.
Yeah.
Oh, as well was put on our list in 1992, so that was 21 New Years ago, but it still creeps into the lexicon, I suppose.
Thank you, Scott. I will watch it. Let's see. Russ in Toma is with us. Hello, Russ.
How you doing?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
What is your banished word or phrase?
That being said.
That being said, why do you want to ban that?
I have no profound explanation for it. It just bugs me.
Yeah, because you don't need to. If you said something, you don't have to say that being said, right, John?
That's correct. And people allude to redundancies, and it's difficult to edit yourself as you're speaking. It's a lot easier to edit once you've written something out. You have the luxury of several drafts, but if you can master what you want to say as you're saying it, you're gifted indeed. So, as well.
Yeah. Here we got a bunch of people on Facebook. This really generated a lot of posts. Steve on Facebook writes, actually, I think the word actually should actually be banned. Very funny, Steve. Beldar on Facebook writes, and the amazing word amazing, that is amazingly still used. What about those two, John?
Oh, amazing was on last year's list.
Oh, pretty current one.
Now, we haven't seen anybody, although we tend to get dragged over the coals because we are considered to be word Nazis, but I haven't seen anybody nominate banish or word banish yet. So it would actually make me chuckle a little bit if people came and asked us to banish ourselves. So, something of the stuff of a science fiction short story or something like that.
Yeah. Mindy on Facebook writes, it is what it is. I believe I remember that one being on a list.
Gosh, I am trying to scroll down to, I'm overshooting. That sounds very funny.
I think it was last year or the year before, because I happen to like that phrase.
2008. Time flies.
Oh, boy, time does fly. Is that on the list, too?
Nope. It's that time of year again is on the list, and here we are that time of year again. So as I've... We we do interviews a lot this time of year, many, many interviews, and there's this radio station in North Dakota where the intro's written completely on these words and phrases that have been dealt with by the effort going back to 1976.
Very, so
I always
very
look
funny.
Forward to that, yeah.
I'll have to be more creative next year. Dick in Bark River, Michigan. Hello, Dick. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you got a preview.
You don't. How come you don't like thank you so much?
It's never going to go away. What's wrong with thank you? But that is, like other people, a major aggravation. But it won't go away.
Yeah. Well, do you have any advice, John, if we're aggravated and words and phrases won't go away?
Well, I think a lot of these redundancies and a lot of the when you have a simpler word you could use, I think. Frankly, and I can only speak for myself, sometimes when you prattle on like I'm doing now, it gives you time to put your thoughts together so you can at least try to sound a little more coherent.
Yeah, maybe so, you can be, if understanding that, Dick, maybe it'll make it.
Some slack.
Yeah. Jim and Brown Deer. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm not sure if this is a phrase from this year, but I was going to nominate job killers.
You know, maybe that job creators, is our taxes job killers, Jim?
Pardon me?
Are taxes considered job killers? Is that the context?
No, it was. It wasn't. Well, I guess maybe. It's just that it seems like a lot of times a phrase gets brought up, particularly on Fox News, and then it becomes, you know, completely overused and then used in several different contexts that maybe it doesn't apply.
Yeah, we just have 30 seconds, John. It does usually happen in the media, maybe?
Well, it's emotional hot buttons. That's what sells newspapers, and that's what sells ideas. And job creators is a way of slicking in something and carrying extra baggage so people will sort of associate it with one thing or another.
We are talking with John Shibley. He is co-compiler of the annual Banished Words List from Lake Superior State University, and we will continue revealing more of the words on the 2013 list and accept more of your nominations after we check the latest news. Fiscal cliff, kick the can down the road, job creators. Are those among the words and phrases that you grew tired of in this past year? They are on the 2013 Banished Words List, released just yesterday by Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Tuesday, January 1st, 2013. Happy New Year. We welcome your nominations for the words or phrases that you feel have been misused or overused or just plain abused. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is John Shibley. He's a photographer and staff writer at Lake Superior State University and the co-compiler of the annual Banished Words List. And Victor in Milwaukee is with us next. Hello, Victor.
Hello, Joy. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to John.
Happy New Year, Victor.
Thank you.
You know I'm into sports, Joy, and this is a misused one. It doesn't bother me, but I have to chuckle when I hear it by political analysts and some politicians when they use it. Slam dunk. They think it's an absolute sure way of scoring, but I found out in watching enough basketball that's not the case. I've seen someone slam dunk it. They got it in the net, but it didn't fall through the net. The referee said no basket. It has to go through the net. That happens probably 1 out of 1,000 times, but it's a misused term.
Yeah, it is. And actually, a slam dunk almost makes you think as though it's easy, and I don't think it's easy either, is it, Victor?
No. I've tried it, and trust you me, it takes some practice.
Well, Victor, thanks for that. What about slam dunk, John?
It's not on our list, but I know exactly what your caller's talking about. And when they do miss the slam dunk, it makes a horrible flanging sound. So in politics, when there's a slam dunk and it doesn't quite work out, it sort of reverberates throughout the years, because I think that was first used. Well, I've heard it before, but it was used primarily during the Iraq War in 2003. So nobody's nominated it. So go ahead and kick it in.
There we go. Hey, Victor, are you a fan of the Wisconsin Badgers?
Yes, I am. And I'm watching the game today, and I'm going to enjoy it. So they made a better team win. I hope the Badgers win. But
you're not sure they're the better team?
No, they have to protect their quarterback, and I believe it's going to be all about special teams.
Well, thank you very much for that analysis. We are, by the way, Victor and everybody, going to be talking about the Badgers coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Talk about Badger fever, Rose Bowl, mania, why we love the Wisconsin Badgers, maybe some memories of great games in the past or Rose Bowls of the past. So, Victor, we'll give you a pass if you want to, if you're still awake and want to call in to talk about the Badgers in our next hour. I'm going to give you the authority to do so. So thanks very much for joining us. That was a spoiler alert, which is also which is also on the list. Spoiler alert is on the list. We talked about that in our last half hour. Bucket list is on the list. YOLO, which is stands for You Only Live Once, is on the list. Here's let's talk about a couple more that are on your list. Trending. So that's on the list, huh, John? Why?
Well, it starts out sort of as a news site monitoring what stories people are reading with their mobile devices, something that gives instant feedback on what's popular, what's being attracting the most attention. And I've seen graphics where certain topics get bigger than other topics, headlines and things like that. And it's sort of a neat graphical way of saying what stories are the most popular that are being read the most. But that's starting to sort of morph over into as a transition in, with newscasting. Rather than checking the news and the headlines, you see what's trending now. So it's sort of moving in a different direction, and that's the wonderful thing about the English language. We're not trying to stop any of that. If trending wants to show up as a way of sort of sharing, segueing to a different news headline, I think we shouldn't stand in the way. That's what makes English such a wonderful language, and all language.
Marion Rhinelander is with us now, and I think this is somewhat related. Hi, Mary. Happy New Year. Mary.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, my word is moving forward, and it's used as a punctuation mark so often, just stuck at the end of a sentence, like, we will be doing this as we go ahead moving forward, you know, three ways of saying in the future.
Sure, sure. I hear moving forward quite a bit. John, that didn't make this year's list.
No, it didn't, and I'm looking at the all-time banished list, and I don't see that. Must-see TV, multitasking, mouth-watering prices, all these little fun things that we've dealt with, but moving forward has not been whacked yet.
All right, Mary, moving forward. Let's see, what else is on the list? Boneless wings, that's hilarious. We don't. So should we just call them, what should we call them?
Well, and that's another, this one here is another one of those dark horse words and phrases that I always look for to come up through the pack every year. Boneless wings. I mean, if you pull the bones out, what's left? Chicken pieces. Okay, so why not just call them chicken or chicken pieces? Because it's a tie-in to the buffalo wings and the whole heritage of how the wing became a prime part of our cuisine. So it's sort of an homage to etymology and the history of what buffalo wings really are. But chicken is chicken, right?
That's right. I'm Joy Cardine with John Shibley. He is co-compiler of the annual Banished Words List. These are words and phrases that have been overused that we are sick and tired of hearing. Which word or phrase did you grow tired of? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Chuck in Jefferson is with us now. Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Hi. Happy New Year. What's your word or phrase that you're tired of?
Well, the last three, two words. When you get something, you get a drink with a sandwich, and they'll say, the drink is for free, or something along that line. That I've even seen it on advertising now.
Yeah, I have two. I have two, Chuck, for free instead of free. John, that's right?
Yeah, that's a redundancy. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's in marketing, so anything goes in marketing. The longer they have your attention, the more likely they are to close a sale.
Yeah. Let's go to Patricia in Madison. Hello, Patricia. What's your word or phrase?
Happy New Year.
Happy
to you
New
both.
Year.
I've noticed this of the TV meteorologists of late, and maybe that's redundant itself. They're always saying point in time, and I think that's redundant.
At this point in time?
Yes.
Well, you've actually hit on something that showed up on the first list of words in 1976. Al Haig, no, it wasn't Al Haig. Yeah, it was Al Haig, Secretary of State during the Nixon administration, used to say, at this point in time, when time is actually comprised of or composed of moments. And so that the first treatment of that particular phrase was to make it clear that there were moments in time, not points in time. But you have a valid concern. So
yeah.
go ahead and pack the ballot box. Maybe we'll be able to bookend the decade by having this on next year's list.
Yeah. Is there, John, is there a word that you're surprised hasn't ended up on any of these lists?
Well, there are so many of them, and I try to keep notes of what I hear and what I hear from other people. And it just, well, one of the ones I have heard of late that did show up on this year's list was superfood.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The acai berry, am I pronouncing that correctly?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that's a superfood. Apparently has mystical properties.
Quinoa is, too.
Yeah. So it's either healthy for you or it's not. There's no super involved, is what a nominator mentioned. So that was one I was happy to see show up on the list. We try not to editorialize too much. This
yeah.
thing really builds itself when we just look for clever reasons, and it's supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, so we look for the chuckle factor as well.
Yeah, another one on the list this year. I'm not sure it bugs me too much, but that's me. Passion or passionate. So how is this being used that bugs people?
Oh, it's one of those extra calories that are sometimes tacked on to using a $20 word for a nickel errand. You don't do anything with skill or commitment or finesse. It's passionate. So I think it's just overused. That sort of is a tip to the overused category on this year's list.
Yeah, if there's something you like to do, it's your passion.
Yeah. And there's, back in the old days, I used to go to my thesaurus all the time and try to find different words and phrases that I could, or at least construct phrases out of words. Now it's electronic. Now you can carry it on your little iPhone or your tablet if you carry something like that. And it's a golden age if you really want to choose the right word to express yourself, if you've got time to do that.
We are talking about words or phrases that many of us are growing tired of hearing, especially in the past year, words that really that you heard way too much in politics or in the media. What are some words that you're tired of hearing that you think ought to be banned from the English language? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Every year, Lake Superior University comes out with its annual banished words list. And there's about a dozen of these words and phrases on the list this year. We've talked about many of them. I think we have one more to go, and we want to hear the words that you would put on the list as well. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers and Wisconsin Badgers fans are getting ready for the granddaddy of them all. Bucky takes on the Stanford Cardinal in the Rose Bowl later today. We're going to be talking with the president of the Wisconsin Alumni Association, who is out in Pasadena and getting up early for us because she's a big Badger fan. And we will talk about why we love Badgers football coming up after 7 o'clock. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be mostly sunny and pretty darn cold. Highs only in the lower teens today. Partly cloudy with lows in the single digits tonight and becoming mostly cloudy. A few flurries possible tomorrow evening. Highs tomorrow near 20. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, January 1st. Happy New Year to you, and I hope you join in with the words and phrases that you would like to see banished in 2013. Words or phrases that you have grown tired of, that have been misused, overused, or are just plain useless. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is John Shibley. He's co-compiler of the annual Banished Words List, which is released around New Year's Day every year by Lake Superior State University. We've talked about many of the words and phrases on the list this year. Fiscal cliff, kick the can down the road, job creators, passion or passionate, YOLO, spoiler alert, bucket list, trending, superfood, boneless wings. Oh, here's another
drum
one
roll
that we didn't talk about.
Drum roll here.
Yeah. In fact, there's one other that I know we didn't talk about too, but guru. We were tired of gurus.
Oh, I was doing an interview with an Australian radio show about 2 hours ago, and they called me a word banishment guru, and they didn't even realize that was on the word banish list. But unless you're into, and this is what a denominator here in California says, unless you're teaching transcendental meditation, Hinduism, Buddhism, et cetera, don't call yourself a guru unless you think you're a real transcendental expert at something. So.
Mm-hmm.
Expert will do, thank you very much, and not even that in this particular case. This is, I just go along for the ride on this thing. It's really kind of fun, and it builds itself, and it allows me to improve my language, hopefully, and it allows me to meet a lot of interesting people, too.
Right. Where's Rosie? Rosie is in Monroe. Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
What would you like to nominate?
A whole nother. Another is a word. You can't take it apart and stick something else in the middle of it.
All right. Sounds good. Yep. A whole nother kettle of fish.
Yeah, right.
Never hyphenated either.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Rosie. Let's go to Dan in Drummond next. Hello, Dan.
Hello. I've always felt that the word that should be completely taken out of the English language is normal.
Why?
Because who's normal?
I've often thought that the new normal was something that got got my heckles up, and we put that on last year's list. It seems kind of strange to refer to as 2012 as last year, but the closest we've come as normal is the new normal. So
right,
vote it in. We'll consider anything.
Yep, there we go. So. Part of your word is on there, Dan. Clarence in Watertown is with us. Hello, Clarence.
Good morning. Good morning. being of the conservative persuasion, one of the words that I don't quite understand why it's used is progressive. You hear this more in Wisconsin than anywhere else. Progressive rather than liberal. Liberal seems to have a different connotation to it, and so they use the word progressive. Mm-hmm. I thought the ideologies were pretty much the same.
Yeah, I think it's used in Wisconsin a lot, partially because fighting Bob La Follette was with the Progressive Party at the time, right?
There's something like that, mm-hmm. and your caller sort of alludes to the negative connotation that was really established over the last 30 years, where liberal is sort of was used to tar progressives or liberals. So now they're going back to the progressive label, which in Wisconsin's case is an actual political party, and Theodore Roosevelt called himself a progressive. He was actually considered a conservative, but a progressive conservative. You go up to Canada, you have a party called the Progressive Conservatives. Mm-hmm. So it's another one of those political words that you try to avoid connotations, and every generation or so, we have a nice rinsing down of the words that haven't been used for a while and bring them back.
Thank you, Clarence. Margo, Margo in Madison. Hi, Margo.
Hi.
Hi, what's the word you'd like to nominate?
I've got two expressions that I consider to be so overbearingly common that you cannot turn on a news broadcast without hearing these phrases at the end of the day, and they're not talking at all about the end of the day, literally.
That I'm with you on that one, Margot. John, I think that might have made a list in the past.
1999, we dealt with it in the last century, so maybe we're ready for a 21st century treatment.
Yeah. At the end of the day, yes. And another one?
Boots on the ground, like we're a military camp. Boots on the ground. You hear that on the news all the time.
They actually are talking about boots on the ground in the wars, I believe.
No, but they're using this just to mean that we're present in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rarely used in a military situation anymore.
All right. Boots on the ground, John?
Or on the ground. On the ground made it to our list. Where else would you be if you're covering something, unless you're in a helicopter? But your caller sort of alluded to jingle and buzzwords that were in certain sectors of the media or maybe in the military that sort of cross different areas and get into common speak, and they sort of get overused that way because they have a sort of a sex appeal. So rather than having on-the-ground coverage or coverage in general, you have boots on the ground or troops present with boots on the ground. So
a guy named Mark Ponto from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, apparently nominated one of the words on the list. It's actually two words, double down. He says, better nip this one in the bud. It's already morphed into quadruple down.
Quadruple down, and I missed that one completely. Double down, you're right. That's the last one we need to talk about on this list. So, yeah, that's a gambling phrase, too. I mean, a lot of things we can gamble on, but doubling down, in Holland, Michigan, the nominator is about the double over.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than repeat or reaffirm or reiterate, you're going to double down.
Right. Matt in Vernon County emails, my vote is for the nouveau weasel word meh, M-E-H. This word has been used to describe all of 2012 by some columnist. It supposedly means nothing good or bad occurred. I think people who use the word meh to describe an entire year aren't working very hard in doing their analysis. I love that.
I think that's a Yiddish expression, too. Meh, you're supposed to shrug your shoulders and go, oh, whatever. Something else is going to come down the pike.
Right, right. I think we have time for one or two more from our callers. Kiernan in Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your phrase?
Well, unspeakable crime we heard a lot during the Newtown shootings from CNN. And, of course, it was an unspeakable crime, except they weren't able to ever stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an unspeakable crime. Most crimes are pretty unspeakable. Yes, John?
Yeah, it's a redundancy. Mm-hmm. And again, people are just trying to get their thoughts together and try to express themselves. But we can do without adjectives and other things that sort of load up words and the ideas we're trying to get across.
Well, Ron in Green Bay, maybe he'll close us out here with one I believe we talked about already, but it's worth doing again. Hi, Ron.
It just drives my wife crazy. It is what it is.
Well, John, it is what it is.
Well, you always want to stay on the good side of your spouse. So.
Oh, this has been fun and thought-provoking. Makes me think about what words I'm using on this broadcast. Is there a word or phrase that you're anticipating for the next list, John?
Well, fiscal cliff. It's a big letdown now that the fiscal cliff has been surmounted, or we've pulled the cord on the parachute. But I'm sure there's going to be plenty out there. The election cycle never seems to end. Politics seems to be richer because we have all the media that's providing it 24 hours a day.
We'll start hearing one very soon, I'm sure.
Oh, I have an open mind.
Thank you so much for being with us, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. You too.
John Shibley is the co-compiler of the annual Banished Words List from Lake Superior State University. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing and directing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.